I know when the hotline bleeds. As Israel intensified its bombardment of northern Gaza and southern Beirut, searching for more dead and wounded people, crowds of Palestinians clambered into the destroyed ruins of the mosque. Rafah was hit by an Israeli strike as they searched through the rubble. Several more people were killed in a strike on a school, sheltering displaced people near the town. While continuing its operation in Gaza, Israel has opened a new front against Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Karen Teller.
Around the globe, there have been rallies in support for Israel as the anniversary of the October 7th attacks on Israel triggered the war in the region approaches. But there's also support for Palestinians, like a demonstration in Washington, where people like Anissa Dawoudi led the Palestinian Youth Movement took aim at Washington and its allies who are supporting Israel.
We know that without the financial backing and the diplomatic cover that the U.S. is providing on Israel, we know that this genocide would not have been possible. And so we're here outside of the White House to demand this arms embargo now and to reaffirm that we have been out here for 365 days and we will continue to mobilize and take the streets towards the celebration of Palestine.
Ukrainian officials say that Russian forces attacked Ukraine overnight with 87 drones and 4 different types of missiles. A 49-year-old man was killed in the Kharkiv region after his car was hit by a drone. A gas pipeline was also damaged and a warehouse set ablaze in the city of Odessa. The barrage comes a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he will present his victory plan in an October 12th meeting at the Ramstein Group of Nations that supplies arms to Ukraine. The Daily News. Social media platform X owner and Tesla CEO Elon Musk made his first appearance at a Donald Trump campaign rally as a supporter. And as AP correspondent Juna Forrest-Smith reports, the Republican presidential nominee, his running mate, and his family were on hand to encourage voters.
On the stage, in addition to Trump, there was Elon Musk, there was his son and daughter-in-law, Eric and Laura, there was Vice Presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, and all were making strong messages to the crowd about Trump in the moment in July when he was struck.
Trump's Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, spent much of the weekend in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where she pledged more government support for the many affected by Hurricane Ian. It was her second trip in 4 days to the disaster zone.
I think that these moments of crisis bring out some of the best of who we can be and who we are. I've been seeing and hearing the stories from here in North Carolina about strangers who are helping each other out, giving people assistance in every way that they need, including shelter, food, and friendship, and fellowship. And so I thank everyone. All the work that they've been doing.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to at least 227 as the task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm ravaged the U.S. southeast. Rescue teams from Bosnia's neighbors and European Union countries are joining efforts to clear rubble and find people still missing after floods and landslides devastated parts of the Balkan country. Caused the Assad EU help after a heavy rainstorm overnight Friday left entire areas underwater, destroyed roads and bridges, killing at least 18 people and injuring dozens. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says North Korea's recent disclosure of a nuclear facility was likely an attempt to grab U.S. attention ahead of the presidential election. Yoon also told the Associated Press that North Korea will likely stage major provocations like a nuclear test, explosion, and a long-range missile test. He has shared his government's assessment on the recent moves by North Korea leaving Sunday for a three-nation trip that includes a stop in Laos for a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders. The leaders of North Korea and China have marked the 75th anniversary of their diplomatic relations by exchanging messages that express hope for stronger ties as outsiders raise questions about their relationship. Sunday's message exchange between North Korea's Kim Jong-un and China's Xi Jinping came as North Korea and Russia have been sharply expanding their cooperation. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and fun journey of Pan-African music. I'm so glad you're joining me. Here's what I've got for you inside these 55 minutes. In the first half, my playlist features awesome tunes from Africa and the diaspora. Plus, I have this week's Billboard Hot 100 number 5 hit. Shibuzi's Tipsy is still in the number 1 spot, making it actually 12 weeks in a row, which is a record for the year 2024. But number 5 is something new and fresh. It's a duet. I think you're going to love it. And then at the back half, I've got more music. That is right. Everyone's in a blue moon. I created a show for you that's just one big extended Heather Maxwell playlist. And today is one of those days. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Here's Ketila Ketila by Lolika from Mozambique. Just fight and trust, you things. You can overcome anything with God on your side.
Thank you.